What's up, Rotto? It's Wild Thing for the Desperados, and you're tuned into the Bullshit Report, brought to you by Liquor Lollipops, liquorlollipops.com. 21 and up to suck. Stop eating kids' candy. Let's get to it. What's up, y'all? You tuned in to another great episode of the Bullshit Report. Man, as always, I'm Wild Thing. Very happy to be speaking to you. And thank you for tuning in as you always do. Now, on this episode of the Bullshit Report, we're going to talk about the ugly sister syndrome. Yup, you heard me right. The ugly sister syndrome. Now, what's the ugly sister syndrome? Well, the ugly sister syndrome is when you have two sisters, one really easy on the eye, and the other one, not so much. Well, you see, the sister that isn't as quite as voluptuous or beautiful as the other sister, people tolerate her. But when the other sister comes in, the beautiful, voluptuous eye candy, then attention quickly shifts to her. If any one of you can remember a classic TV show called The Brady Bunch, then you most likely remember the saying of, "Marsha, Marsha, Marsha." Yeah, that was said by the smaller sister in regards to the other sister. And she was saying it like, "Man, Marsha is the one that get all the attention. Like, when I'm in the room, everybody just cool with me. But as soon as Marsha comes in, the attention is gone." So, what's the ugly sister syndrome as it compares to the NFL? Well, the ugly sister syndrome in the NFL involves starting quarterbacks. You see, on certain teams, you'll have the quarterback that's the placeholder, or the lame duck quarterback, the veteran lame duck quarterback who's holding down a position at the time. But also on the roster, you have a young rookie or upcoming quarterback that was recently drafted and thought highly of. Well, to the fans, to the media, and to most of the people that follow the team, the lame duck quarterback is the ugly sister, right? And the rookie quarterback, the new hot rookie quarterback, is the pretty sister. And you can find that sprinkled throughout the NFL in places like San Francisco, where you got Garoppolo and the recently drafted quarterback Lane, or you can look at the Chicago Bears, where you got Andy Dalton. And then you got Fields, who was just drafted. Or even New England, where you have Cam Newton and a recently drafted Mac Jones. Now, a lot of the times when a quarterback is put into a placeholder position, a lame duck quarterback position, aka the ugly sister role, most succumb to the pressure and fall off a cliff into the deep abyss of the NFL quarterback junkyard and never heard of again. Now, you do have a few situations, very, very few, but a few, where the current experienced quarterback who's being challenged by a new quarterback, they take their game to a whole nother level. For example, players like Aaron Rodgers this past year, after they drafted Jordan Love to basically take his place, they thought he was going to fall off a cliff in Green Bay this past year, and he turned around and had his best year ever, MVP. You know, and before Aaron Rodgers, you had Brett Favre. When they drafted Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre went the fuck off. And even as he left Green Bay, he kept going the fuck off for the Vikings and the Jets and just You know, so the ugly sister syndrome. This particular episode is about how if you are a veteran quarterback put in this position, how you can still excel even in the rough territories. And all you really need is three basic qualities. Here's the first one. You got to have a fuck it attitude. What does that mean? Well, I don't mean fuck it in a derogatory fashion. I mean fuck it as in let go of the pressure, right? Have some fun. Let go. Let your balls hang, man. Don't worry about what you can't control. So go out there and kick some ass. I mean, really. Like, regardless if you were the starting quarterback and they didn't draft a rookie, if you don't play well, you're going to be criticized. True, the stakes are higher. But in reality, the stakes are just the stakes. You know, very few players become professionals. Out of all the thousands and thousands of people who play at the highest level of college, only a handful become NFL players. So what that means is that competition is crazy. And if you don't produce anyway, they're going to find a replacement. So just say fuck it and go for it. Do your best. Number two, change the narrative. Just because everyone else views you as a lame duck quarterback, as a placeholder quarterback, as the ugly sister, doesn't mean you have to see yourself that way, right? It's all about self-talk, you know? Then go out there and be the first player in the locker room and the last one out. Become a film-watching freak. Let your actions speak, and that will command respect, and now you can control the narrative. Go out there and have the best year possible. Number three, stay calm. Give yourself 15 minutes to get pissed about the situation. Here it is, you're a veteran. You're a starter. It's only 32 starting quarterbacks in the whole world in the NFL, right? And you are one of 32. And here it is. Your position is already threatened, right? In most instances, you ain't even had an opportunity to really show what you can do. Just like Andy Dalton with the Bears. You know, everybody wants to see Justin Fields. Just like Cam Newton with New England. Everybody want to see Mac Jones. They want to see if he's the next Tom Brady. Hell, I'm even willing to guarantee that your boy Belichick want to see if he's the next Tom Brady, right? For Cam Newton, he didn't even get a training camp with the team, right? I mean, he may not be the player he was back in his heyday, but he may have a lot more to offer than what was seen. You give Cam Newton a full training camp and the OTAs, and you may see a top 10 quarterback this year, a top 5 quarterback this year. Like, he may literally come out there and kick everyone's ass. And people going to be like, well, I never seen that coming. And Cam going to be like, dog, I've always been here, right? And then for Andy Dalton, now Andy Dalton has never really set the world on fire. I mean, he did some amazing things in Cincinnati, but that seemed like, you know, another decade ago or a whole nother century. But Andy Dalton, man, is a solid quarterback. And getting him down there in Chicago with the Bears, in that system, with their defense, with that offensive line, with that head coach, with their fan base, and you may see the best Andy Dalton you've ever seen. Literally. So, stay calm. You're already a veteran. You already seen the league. You've seen the ups and downs. Just stay calm. Visualize yourself as a confident winner. right? Visualize leading your team to the playoffs, right? Visualize what the reporters are going to be asking you once you make it to the Pro Bowl, right? Don't let it be easy decisions for the team to X you out or pass you along, right? You know, look at your boy, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now he's down there in Washington with the Redskins, or the Washington football team, right? And why is that? Because he embodied these three principles. He had a fuck it attitude. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to play my best. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to let my balls hang. He changed the narrative. Because as soon as he made it to the team, he was one of the type of guys who was the first one in, last one out. Very personable. Very intelligent. And he always studied a lot of film. And of course, he stayed calm and confident. So when this time came available in Miami, you know, they had just drafted Tua, Tagovailoa. Everybody wanted to see Tua. Tua's supposed to be the man, the next big thing. And Tua may be a hell of a quarterback. But Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't allow that to stop him from being the best he could be. And because he did that, he's been rewarded with a starting job with the Washington football team. He's the unquestioned leader going into the season. He doesn't have to look over his shoulders. And he has an amazing offensive line. They have some okay skilled players on offense. They got a world-beating defense. They got a Super Bowl caliber coach. So now, watch what he does in this upcoming year. So now, for all of you quarterbacks that are currently the ugly system, and for all of you quarterbacks in the future who may be considered to be the ugly system, this here is just a really short guide for you to understand how you can prosper even in this situation. All right, I'm out. Holla. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report, sponsored by Liquor Lollipops, makers of great tasting, non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored treats. Holla.